PR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Europe is divided over what to do about Greece. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Finland and Germany are taking a hard line and want proof of reform intentions, while the French president says his country will do everything to keep Greece in the euro currency.
Greeks gathered around a large screen TV at an outdoor cafe in Athens to watch European leaders in Brussels opine over the fate of their country. Italian Premier Matteo Renzi says Europe must deal with the Greek crisis once and for all and move on to other pressing problems. At issue, say skeptical finance ministers, is whether the Greek government can be trusted to actually enact the reforms it's promised. Finnish Finance Minister Alexander Stubb says a third bailout depends on Greece's parliament passing a series of laws mandating economic reforms by Wednesday. The Greek financial system is frozen, and Greece desperately needs to reopen its banks, but it cannot do so without another euro cash injection. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Athens.
Mexico's president is demanding a thorough investigation into the prison escape of the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel and vowing he will be recaptured. James Blears reports it's the second breakout for Mexico's most powerful drug trafficker.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman escaped via a lighted and ventilated mile-long tunnel which started under the shower area of his cell. At least 18 staff members of the Altiplano maximum security penitentiary in the state of Mexico are being questioned about Guzman's latest jailbreak. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, who's on a trip to France, has ordered a comprehensive investigation and is promising Guzman will be brought back to justice. Guzman, who bribed his way out of another Mexican prison in 2001, was recaptured last year. At that time, authorities assured the risk of further escape didn't exist. President Peña Nieto had stressed it to be utterly unforgivable. Rampion News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
An explosion in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo has destroyed part of the wall of the city's ancient citadel. The medieval structure is a UN-listed World Heritage City. The government forces have been using it as a military position. The BBC's Alan Johnston reports.
Aleppo's old citadel is one of the great monuments of the Middle East, but a section of the walls has now collapsed. A bomb in a tunnel beneath the fortress caused the damage. Government troops use the citadel as a base from which to fire on rebel forces, and this has drawn the 13th century structure into the middle of the fight for Aleppo.
The BBC's Alan Johnston reporting. Negotiators at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna are reportedly close to a deal that would curb the country's nuclear program in return for sanctions relief. Two envoys say a provisional agreement may be reached soon, but Secretary of State John Kerry cautions that final details of the pact are still being worked out. This is NPR News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is warning escalating violence in Burundi could explode and destabilize the region. Lisa Schlein reports violent protests have broken out over the president's bid for a third term, which many people consider to be unconstitutional.
The UN reports targeted campaigns of intimidation and terror are pushing thousands of people to flee Burundi. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says members of a youth militia and security forces who support the president's re-election are instigating the violence.
Large numbers of journalists and human rights defenders have fled Burundi for fear of reprisals. Peaceful protests have been met with unwarranted use of force, including lethal force.
The UN reports more than 145,000 refugees have fled to neighboring countries. Over the past 2 months, UN monitors in Burundi have documented more than 300 cases of arbitrary arrest and detention. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The price of gas in the U.S. has dropped 2 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.83 a gallon. Industry analysts say the decline comes amid lower crude oil prices, but it's a different story in California. A shortage of oil and other components used in refining the state's unique blend of less polluting gas is pushing prices to near $4 a gallon. At the box office this weekend, the animated film Minions took the top spot, taking in an estimated $150 million in the U.S. and Canada. Jurassic World came in at number 2, followed by Disney's Inside Out. This is NPR News in Washington. Support.